Dreamscape presents Nearly Wed by Nicholas Di Damizio, narrated by Michael Crouch. For All the Romantics. Every human motive is in the end a yearning for companionship, and every act of every person on this planet is an effort not to be alone. Joel Dirfner, Swish. Under the shell, the lobster is little more than jelly-soft flesh and floppy organs. Trevor Corson, The Secret Life of Lobsters. Prologue. A Brief History of My Delusional Obsession with Love and Marriage, by Ray Bruno. It all started about 3 decades ago. My parents would try to lull me to sleep each night with the traditional bedtime stories my older sister had loved. Goodnight Moon, The Little Prince, that one picture book about the cookie-eating mouse who won't stop asking for shit. But the only thing I ever wanted to read before bed was their wedding album. Jim and Janice Bruno's Special Day, August 31st, 1981. I can still picture it. The ivory-colored cover was thick and padded, with an oval cutout in the middle to display the happy couple's official wedding portrait. It was also 80s, two giddy young newlyweds perched atop a grand staircase, the train of my mother's puffy white gown spanning exactly 11 steps. This was how I learned to count to 11. And my gruff father in the only tux he's ever worn, looking suspiciously like Sonny Corleone in the opening scene of The Godfather. The pictures on the inside were even more ridiculous. An army of hot pink bridesmaid dresses at a mile-long head table. A cake higher than Willie Nelson. And so many mustaches. One dance floor candid shot in particular featured exactly 13 of them. This was how I learned to count to 13. But while the album itself might have been dated, the love story my mom told as she flipped through its pages was timeless. She talked about my father as if she were still the smitten young waitress she had been the day they met, when he marched into the clamshell for a cold beer after 12 hours of hauling lobster traps, locked eyes with her from across the bar, and expertly captured her heart. "The luckiest catch of my whole damn life," he used to say. First of all, he reeked of herring chum, Mom would joke. And then she'd beam. But it was love at first sight. He made me molt. Her usage of molt instead of melt was an extremely Bruno choice of words.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?